The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
But first, two of Ireland's iconic department stores, Brown Thomas and Arnott's, could be changing owners. The Weston family, who owns Selfridges Group, are said to be considering a sale after being approached by a potential buyer with an offer of over £4 billion for the Selfridges Group. But what could this mean for their Irish assets? Joining me now is retail consultant and former marketing director at Arnott's, Eddie Shanahan. Eddie, you're very welcome. We still don't know who is behind this bid. I'd imagine it'll probably leak out in the coming days, but any ideas as to who it might be yourself?
Yes, well, first of all, it wasn't decided last Tuesday. You know, this has been a thought out, planned approach offering £4 billion sterling. If I was a betting man, I would say there are probably two or three potential sources for this. First of all, I think it could be somebody looking for a trophy asset, like you saw the Qatari Investment Authority buy Harrods some years ago. It could be one of the big luxury groups, somebody like LVMH, Kering, Richemont, or even a lesser known one, the Central Group from Bangkok. LVMH has
The Louis Vuitton, group,
Moët Hennessy group.
Bernard Arnault, the richest man in France.
Absolutely. And he already has experience as a retailer with Le Bon Marché in Paris, but he also owns brands like Dior and Fendi, Guerlain, Rimowa, and so on. So he has a package of brands that he could put into what are luxury stores within the group.
I'd imagine one factor, though, from an Irish point of view, is that post-pandemic people have been talking about city centres being challenged, Dublin city centre, and it's about attracting new people in. In a way, it kind of matters if the new owner of those stores is likely to put a lot of new investment into them, as opposed to maybe just being an equity fund that's going to try and sweat the assets and see if they can make a few quid out of them.
Well, with the powers of the brands within the group, Selfridges in London, Brown Thomas in and Arnott's in Dublin, and the Bierenkopf stores in the Netherlands, these are luxury stores. They're part of the culture of the cities they live in. It is very important to the city, the life of the city, that they are preserved. And also because of the trend towards two different types of stores in the future, the ones that I would call the iconic stores, the best word I can use to describe them is the word emporium, where it's the shock and awe of retail theatre that you get there. And then, as we've seen through the pandemic, the resurrection of the local high street, where local traders working with local makers for the local community and creating that sort of circular local commerce. I think they are the two retail options. So somebody looking, a retailer looking to invest, this is a prize asset. This is one of the best operations
Selfridges,
in the world.
Selfridges, what makes it such a prized asset?
Well, Selfridges makes London, doesn't it? You know, I mean, it is such a huge draw for tourists from around the world. But it has also been at the forefront of creating retail experience. I can remember one Saturday morning about 2 years ago, getting up early before catching my flight back home from London to go to see what was happening in Selfridges. And they had created the Selfridges corner shop on one of the corners. And they had put one of the most expensive brands in the world into the corner shop. And it just created such a stir. Go on, 6 weeks later, I go back. The corner shop is still there. Now it's an art shop. And it's that sense of retail theatre that has given them the premium position in world retail.
And they have the financial muscle then required to do that. I would imagine that if one of these big brands owners like LVMH were to own it, that they would have that financial muscle and they would spend money on making sure that the stores go in the way that you're talking about, that,
well,
it becomes this experience.
Luxury groups understand luxury way beyond what the mid or lower market understands it, you know, and many of them now are determined to protect their own brands in the marketplace. So rather than selling through third parties, to have individual stores, or in this case, you have some of the best department stores in Europe and possibly the world, where you could create a whole stable of brands in one complementary setting. And I think it would be a powerful opportunity for someone like Kering or LVMH.
So in this whole debate about the future of retail and bricks and mortar versus online, and it isn't going to be one or the other, but you think that the traditional bricks and mortar physical retail store is going to go into one of those two streams, which is the luxury or the local?
Yes. And also, you've touched on something else there. Another suitor might be somebody with a particular interest in e-commerce and developing the brand in through that channel. I mean,
if I had a business in Dublin,
have been buying shops, you know, so it would be, if you look at what Saks have just been doing, that their parent company has offloaded the Saks.com as a special operation and has raised 500 million investment in doing so.
But if I was a retailer in Dublin city centre, I might be a bit unnerved to hear that Brown Thomas or Arnott's is going to be owned by an e-commerce business. I might be thinking they're not really going to think about the stores in the same way, and that would affect footfall coming into the city, etc.
Well, the future of retailing is not about bricks or clicks. It's about bricks and clicks. And it's about being there for and wherefore the consumer wants to shop at any one time. And we have to remember, the consumer is now the point of sale. We all carry a shopping centre in our pockets. But the point of purchase is the point of best experience.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Eddie Shanahan, thank you very much for joining us.